In today's show, we'll be discussing Bitcoin eroding 4% gains as Bitcoin price action downside targets a stretch to 23,000, according to some analysts. Also, mining difficulty passes 50 trillion, hitting yet another all-time high. And quoting Max Keiser, I mentioned Bitcoin to Robert Kennedy Jr. while doing my show 6 years ago. Glad to see he gets it. And quoting Max from a recent interview he did on Jimmy Dore's show, the total global amount of financial instruments on planet Earth is roughly $400 trillion. So if Bitcoin can capture a percentage of that, we're talking $1 million to $2 million. Per Bitcoin. Send it. Let's go. Also in today's show, Bitcoin can bring cause and consequence into cyberspace and boost security, says the GigaChad, Michael Saylor, as well as Binance launching a new crypto trading platform in Japan this summer to comply with regulations. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin about to flash a signal that historically marks the beginning of a fresh bull run, according to crypto analysts. Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, will also be discussing $51,000 Ethereum now on the table, according to Van Eck. I'll be breaking down their outlook, as well as Bitcoin will explode by over 700%, according to the CEO of $80 billion asset manager. I'll be breaking down this latest report. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone tuning in. This is pod episode number 1296. Happy Memorial Day. Today is May 29th, 2023. I'm your host, JV. It's good to see the crypto markets back in the green. You can see Bitcoin up 1.3% for the day at the time of this live stream, trading at $27,600. We also have Ether up 2.5%, trading just under $1,900, while BNB, XRP, Litecoin, Doge, Solana, and Cardano are all in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap sitting above $1.15 trillion with about $36 billion in volume. In the past 24 hours, Bitcoin dominance back on the rise at 46.5%. Ether dominance also back on the rise at 19.7%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, PancakeSwap leading the pack up 10%, trading at $1.73, followed by Injective up almost 7%, trading at $7.34, followed by Satoshi Vision up 6%, trading at $34.86. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, HEX up a whopping 27.3%, PulseX up 16%, and PLS up 13%. 0.6%. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, we're still stuck in neutral, rated a 52 for the day. Yesterday, a 50, last week, a 49, and last month, a 64 in greed. So there you have it. And welcome to everyone just joining today's live stream. Now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts. Shall we? Check it out. Bitcoin traded near 28,000 on May 28th, with traders still wary of a full correction of weekend upside. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph MarketsPoint TradingView showed Bitcoin cooling volatility after a last minute surprise saw the action around the weekly close. With the US markets closed for Memorial Day holiday, crypto markets were quite quiet. Traders waiting for a congressional vote on the proposed deal to extend the US debt ceiling. Bitcoin up 4.4% on May 28th. Meanwhile, failed to convince everyone that the bulls might now have the upper hand. Uploading a potential Bitcoin price roadmap on Twitter, popular trader Crypto Tony called a move back to the low of 23,000 still very much a possibility. Quoting him here, if we close back below 27.5, I will close my long and look for a short position. And quoting Decent Trader, the Bitcoin long short ratio has been declining as the price has gone up. This suggests a lot of retail traders on Binance are adding shorts. You got to be crazy to be short in Bitcoin at a time like this, just saying. But on-chain monitoring resource material indicators nonetheless cautioned over dismissing the uptick as a fake out. Quoting them here, as someone who frequently uses the phrase Wild West Weekend in crypto, actually believe the Bitcoin PA we have seen for the past few days is legit for multiple reasons, including the fact the bounce came from a key technical support of the 200-week moving average and the debt ceiling deal announcement. And material indicators referred to the 200-week moving average is still acting as support, one of the several such support points near 26,000 on the trader's radar. And this chart showed Binance's order book increasing bid liquidity liquidity entering in at 27,000. And despite the Wall Street holiday, U.S. dollar strength continues to play out in a trend that formerly spelled significant headwinds for the crypto asset performance. With the current trend forming something of an exception, Bitcoin brushed off a tip of 104 of the U.S. dollar currency index, the latter's highest since mid-March. The dollar has bounced lovely since the double bottom put it back in April, said Crypto Tony. My area of resistance I expect us to reject from is coming up at 105.80 over the next few months, though I do expect a strong dollar, but to roll over into the next year. So there you have it. And also breaking news, the Bitcoin mining difficulty passes 50 trillion. So let's freaking go. And quoting Max, I mentioned Bitcoin to Robert Kennedy Jr. while doing my show, talking about the Kaiser Report 6 years ago. Glad to see he gets it as he embracing Bitcoin. We both know DeSantis and Kennedy Jr. You know, we have Republican and Democrat pro Bitcoin and anti CBDC. It's good to see Bitcoin bipartisan for this election. And Max says this could be the single biggest factor for the 2024 presidential election, which is Bitcoin. He also said in a recent interview with Jimmy Dore that the total global amount of financial instruments on planet Earth is roughly $400 trillion. So if Bitcoin would capture a percentage of that, we're talking $1 million to $2 million per Bitcoin. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Max Kaiser. And now let's dive into the latest with Michael Saylor and updates regarding the Bitcoin and Bitcoin adoption. Here we go. This is from a new interview that he just recently did. Saylor illustrated his views using social media accounts created by Robot as an example. And according to him, billions of fake accounts are behind a digital civil war in today's society, stirring up hatred amongst real users of the digital platforms. Quoting Michael Saylor, the risk in cyberspace is I can spin up a billion fake people and I can create a civil war by having fake Republicans hate on the fake Democrats or the real Democrats, having the fake Democrats hate on the real Republicans. The tech executive said while discussing how artificial intelligence and other next generation technologies will make deep fakes cheaper and harder to detect. And according to Saylor, who has over 3 million Twitter followers, he receives nearly 2,000 fake followers every day. Good Lord. I literally saw in a matter of 1 hour, 1,500 bot accounts got scrubbed off my account. So they were bots. So we can no longer live with the status quo. He continued, the executive believes the solution for deep fakes and other digital trust issues lies in decentralized identities known as DIDs. A decentralized identity is a self-owned independent identity that enables trusted data exchange. In other words, it's a way to verify and control an online identity and personal information. Quoting him again, if someone wants to launch a billion Twitter bots, that's going to cost them a billion transactions. By combining the power of cryptography with the power of the centralized crypto network like Bitcoin, we can bring the cost and consequence into cyberspace. Now, Saylor's MicroStrategy is one of the companies working on encrypted signatures for social users and corporate solutions. The CEO of OpenAI, Sam Altman, is also developing a technology for proof of personhood with the crypto project WorldCoin. And to build decentralized identification tools, the company closed the $115 million fund round last week. And similarly, Layer 2 protocol Polygon, Matic, launched the decentralized identity solution in March, powered by zero-knowledge proofs. It uses cryptographic techniques to allow users to verify their identity online without having their sensitive information passed or potentially stored with a third party. The product came out nearly a year after announcing its development. So there you have it. Quite interesting. I mean, there are a lot of bots on Twitter that is a given. There are a lot of scammers out there. And it's kind of sad, but it is what it is. And obviously, there's solutions with digital identity. But it's also, I don't trust WorldCoin. I don't trust authorities or governments using this information against us. But hey, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. And with that being shared, fam, did you know that Binance getting scrutinized by the SEC for their license in Canada for allegedly offering unregistered securities? Well, now they're looking up to open up shop with the crypto exchange and Binance. I guess they're going to be acquiring this major crypto exchange, which is set to launch in summer. So let's break this down. Check this out. And shout out to everyone in Japan. Global crypto exchange Binance has announced that it is launching a local crypto trading platform for residents of Japan this summer. Here's what they said. We're pleased to announce we have created a new platform. Okay, so they created the new platform for residents in Japan in order to fully comply with local regulations. The new platform will be available this summer. We will inform the launch date, provide further details in the coming months. The global crypto exchange continued. Keep it in mind, Binance is the largest crypto exchange in the world. The service offered by Binance's global platform will be discontinued for Japan residents on November 30th. The announcement adds users of the global platform will be able to migrate to the new local platform through a new identity verification process, which will be available after August 1st of 2023. And from December 1st, all Binance.com accounts held by local Japanese resident users will be sent to withdraw only mode, Binance detailed. And in addition, Binance noted that its new Japan platform will not provide derivative services at the initial stage to comply with local regulations. So there you have it, no derivatives. And regarding which crypto tokens will be available on the new Binance Japan platform, here's what they said. Binance Japan will have a limited number of tokens available for spot trading at the initial stage, and there are limitations on certain product offerings to comply with local regulations. We will add more products and services when it's possible to do so. And they also noted, we aim to provide over 30 tokens as a first step. We will provide updates and more information once new tokens are confirmed. And in November of last year, Binance said it had acquired 100% of Sakura Exchange Bitcoin, a Japanese crypto exchange service provided regulated by Japan's top financial regulator, the Financial Services Agency. The Japanese market will play a key role in the future of crypto adoption. As one of the world's leading economies with highly developed tech ecosystem, it is already poised for strong blockchain uptake, said Takeshi Chino, the general manager of Binance Japan. So there you have it. Shout out again to everyone in Japan. And it looks like people of Japan are going to have to exit the existing Binance ecosystem, but you'll be able to re-enter once this officially launches. All I know is Japan is very advanced, a little country, a very wealthy little nation, and also very advanced when it comes to crypto adoption and BTC, which is pretty cool. But anyways, fam, now let's break down a fresh bull run amongst us as per Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, is predicting. Then we'll be discussing a massive $51,000 Ethereum price prediction, along with the latest outlook from Van Eck, as well as a $250,000 prediction for the King Crypto. We're going to be covering all this, and then we'll dive into some live Q&A. So here we go. Wiley followed crypto analysts as Bitcoin is just about ready to cross the key resistance level that historically starts the new bull run. Plan B tells his almost 2 million Twitter followers he's patiently waiting for the top digital asset by market cap to cross his 2-year realized price, which currently sits at $29,500. The realized price metric measures the value of all of its tokens at the price they were bought, divided by the number of tokens currently in circulation. Now, in a video which was posted 3 months ago, the trader noted that during bull markets, the crypto king's price tends to be above all of its realized prices. He goes on to say that Bitcoin is forming a historical pattern that always signals the start of the bull market. Quoting him here, in bull markets, the red dots, the Bitcoin price, is above all the realized prices in 2017, 2013, 2011, and 2021. And in bear markets, Bitcoin is below all the realized prices. What's most important is that recently, Bitcoin jumped in January above the short-term hodler, the 5-month realized price, and the black line, the realized price, and its route to the 2-year realized price, which is a pattern that is historically always a signal of the start of the new bull market, as outlined here in this chart. Now, last week, the analyst said Bitcoin is already in the first stage of a bull market. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. And to watch this video he did entitled 7 Bull Signals, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now let's break down this whopping amazing $51,000 Ethereum price prediction by an $80 billion asset manager, Van Eck, and then we'll dive into their $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction. And I know it says $250 on the screen on the side of my panel, but that means should be 250,000, just FYI. But nonetheless, let's break down this Ethereum outlook. Global investment manager Van Eck says Ethereum could hit 51,000 in less than 7 years if certain conditions align, according to their latest research report. Van Eck explains its methodology in finding its estimates, quoting them here. We base these estimates on the thesis that Ethereum becomes the dominant open source global settlement network that hosts substantial portions of the commercial activity of business sectors with the highest potential to gain from moving their their business functions to public blockchains in a portfolio of similar smart contract platforms, we assume, to own a collection of call options, with the dominant platform likely to take majority market share. And assuming that Ethereum is no longer the top settlement system or smart contract platform with only 15% dominance, VanEck says ETH could disintegrate to a low of $343 by 2030 in its bear case scenario. However, if things do go well for Ethereum, VanEck lays out a base case price target of $11,800 and a bull case of $51,000. The firm says that Ethereum is likely en route to becoming a store of value asset similar to Bitcoin, but perhaps in a slightly different manner. Quoting them again, finally, we assert that Ethereum is evolving beyond a transactional currency or a consumable commodity like oil or natural gas. We believe that ETH, while not a complete store of value like Bitcoin due to Ethereum's demonstrated mutability of code and its evolving social consensus focused on utility, will nonetheless become a store of value asset for state actors looking to maximize human capital versus Bitcoin, which maximizes for stranded energy. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with their bullish price prediction for an Ethereum bullish case of 51,000, with the base case, just keep in mind, is at 11,800, which is much more realistic. But nonetheless, let me know your outlook for the leading smart contract platform, Ethereum. With that being shared, now we have to dive into their $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction for the King Crypto. And again, welcome to everyone tuning in. We're going to be doing some live Q&A as soon as this last segment is over right here. But yeah, $250,000 Bitcoin price, send it and let's freaking go, which would be a rally of roughly 732%. Now, this is a throwback from a report they did on June of 2022, virtually about a year old, but it still holds tight. That Ethereum prediction is brand new from a brand new report, but I feel it's only right if we do an Ethereum prediction, we also have to do the Bitcoin price prediction. So here we go. VanEck says that at the six-figure price, which he believes could take decades to materialize, I highly disagree there. I think we're likely to materialize into a six-figure price action sometime between 2024 and 2025. But nonetheless, quoting them here, investors see it as a complement to gold. That's the short version. Bitcoin has limited supply, 21 million, right? The supply is visible and it's very hard, almost impossible to change that. Bitcoin will go to half the market cap of gold, or $250,000 a Bitcoin, but that can take decades. It's hard to put a time frame on it. What's your thoughts? When do you feel Bitcoin is likely to reach that six-figure mark? Per the report, VanEck says that institutional investors and governments will drive the Bitcoin price appreciation. Quoting them again, Bitcoin has further price appreciation because it's maturing and its institutional adoption is increasing every year. It isn't just institutional investors, but also governments around the world that are looking to it as a useful asset. They also go on to say that part of the demand for gold has been siphoned off into Bitcoin, which is emerging as the long-term competitor to gold. Gold was the primary asset, but sometimes people bought silver or other precious metals. People are looking for a store of value, and they'll look to gold, but also to Bitcoin. We're in the middle stages of that adoption cycle, and there is further upside. So there you have it. I think when Bitcoin surpasses half the market cap of gold, let's say in today's market, that's roughly $11-12 trillion. So give Bitcoin a $5-6 trillion market cap. I can't see us not being above $500,000. And the Winklevoss twins, the owners of the Gemini Exchange, made the case for this $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction a couple of years back. And they said the main factor would be Bitcoin overtaking gold as far as the use case as a store of value and the market cap. So I feel that that's a given. I also feel that Bitcoin will eventually eclipse gold's market cap altogether. I mean, why wouldn't it? It has all the pros of gold without any of the cons of gold. Bitcoin has all the advantages. It's divisible. 100 million satoshis can be divided by one Bitcoin. To have a bar of gold, try dividing that. So it's divisibility. You have the fact it's uncorruptible. You have true scarcity, making Bitcoin the hardest asset in the world. And the first time that a finite limited supply was introduced to a money, you know what I mean? And that's a pretty big deal as well. Also, it's portable. You know, you can travel with it. You don't have to worry about it being confiscatable, such as gold and US dollars, where if the government wants your money, and let's say you have $100,000 in the bank and they need that, They can just steal your money. In fact, they do it every day. It's called fractional reserve banking. For every $100 you deposit in the bank, they lend $1,000. That's a factor of 10x. So your money probably doesn't even exist in the bank. That's why I love Max's prediction of a $1 to $2 million Bitcoin, considering the total addressable market of all the assets, including derivatives in the world, is roughly $400 trillion. But what are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.